Here we go.
It's time for a bonus pod, bitches. Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast.
Yeah.
Where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself,
uh-oh,
Stretch Roberts. So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
By the way, general angry rants from the fat man himself could be an issue. I could have an issue. I could have a personality conflict. True story. All my stories are true. Here, you're like, of course that happened to Stretch, because he's Stretch. I got home from work today to an angry wife. Now, that shouldn't surprise no one, but an angry wife and an angry daughter. And they're like, you're a jerk. I'm like, what happened? What are you talking about? What'd I do now? And we all have the same doctor, my entire family. And they said, you're a jerk to the people at the doctor's office. And she told us about it today when we were there. And I was like, what? What did I do? Then I'm going through my brain like, oh, crap. And they're like, no, not her office. Apparently at the shoulder place. And I'm like, oh, crap. What did I come out of my surgery and like start blasting people? Did I go all Brian Apple on people? By the way, Brian Apple, if you don't know, my bestest and dearest friend who I absolutely love, the Jinx. And the most famous Brian Apple story is he called me one day and said, hey, on your way home, could you pick me up today? I'm getting my wisdom teeth out and then just give me a ride home. He goes, because I'm going under and they won't let me go. And I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. Just tell me what time to be there. And he's like, be there at 4:00. So I go up to this medical office and I knock on the door and they're like, are you here to pick up Brian Apple? And they're like, oh, thank God. Please come with us. And I'm like, well, that's weird. And they bring me into the back room. And just so you know, Apple's a way better human being than I am. A very, very nice, good, just very good person. And just a nice guy. And when they bring me into a room and they literally do something, and he's sitting in a chair asleep across from me. They put me in a chair in front of him. They do something and they run out of the room. And he opens his eyes and he's looking at me and he's looking like he's crazy. And he goes, Stretch, you should have been here. And I'm like, what happened? He goes, I beat the hell out of those mofos. And I'm like, what? And by the way, his doctor was like this 70-year-old man, and he had two female nurses. And at some point when they tried to bring him out of the anesthesia, he just woke up like a violent drunk and just started whooping ass. And he was like a young dude that works out and stuff. And they couldn't stop him, and the guy was whooping ass. He didn't want to fight me because he immediately recognized me. He's like, oh, dude, you're never going to miss it. You know what happened? And so the story goes on and on, but it's a very funny story. And then I've always thought about that since, like, wow. And then he has no recollection of it at all later. Then I get him home, and I tell him everything. And he's like, wow. Like, he had no idea he had done this. I'm thinking, what if I do that? Then I get home, my wife's like, yeah, you were mean to the shoulder doctor people. I'm like, no, I wasn't. She's like, yes, you were. You went in there all mad. And I'm like, no, I didn't. So apparently there was an incident that I don't know about. And I'm like, is it from the, did I come out of the anesthesia? Like, but that would have hurt because I would have immediately, I would imagine I would have swung and that would have killed, especially minutes after surgery. So I don't think that was it. Apparently I went in and I was mean and rude, but the only day that could have been was when I went in on that. I had an appointment on Monday, so I had a surgery on Friday. Then Monday I had to go in and they had to change the things. I was in extreme pain, and I was not happy. I came in there curmudgeon-y at best and was like, what the F? And they had also put my sling together wrong, so I was in extra pain for those 3 days, and I think I might have let someone, not even let them have it. I got to think, these people need thicker skin. They're calling my other doctor to tattle on me, and I'm like, wait a minute. I mean, that could be what it, because I have no idea. Like, I'm such an a-hole, I don't even know what I did. I also have had a incident already at work with the sling on. Second day back at work this week. No joke. I go to lunch and I come back and the guy that's relieved me at lunch is like, hey, man, I don't know who this person is. They just walked in the gate. And I'm like, well, you can't let somebody in the gate. This is a complete secure area. And they're like, oh. And I'm like, oh, stay here. I'm going to go get him. Ended up being a crazy homeless person who then fled from me, who I then pursued on foot. And by the way, they almost got hit by a car running from me. And then we got on the street and I caught them and threatened them and all that. But the whole time, I've been not carrying any weapons because I didn't want to have any sort of altercation. But then I had that altercation with no weapons and my arm in a sling. And I'm like, if they'd have punched me in the shoulder, I'd have been down. And I'm like, yeah, so I'm weapon back up. The weapons are back on, the gun, because I'm not taking pain pills anymore. I'm taking over-the-counter stuff. I will take one at night if it gets really sore, but I'm not doing anything else. So I was back to fully armed and dealing with that. So that was the second day back at work. And I have to tell you, I went to the gym on Monday. I was excited. I went to work, and then I went to the gym, and I got a workout in, and I just got on the bike and rode the bike, and that felt great. But I haven't been back to the gym since, and it's not because I hurt really bad or anything like that. That week of no sleep kicked my butt so bad. I'm literally struggling at work to stay awake, and I'm not that guy. I'm never that guy that falls asleep at work or nods off or is sitting at the front like, oh, no, but I'm doing that this week. I'm literally nodding off at my desk because I'm still not getting much sleep. I'm getting better sleep now. Every day's getting a little better. Pain's getting better. All in all, I feel very happy with the surgery and the way everything has gone so far, other than I was in pain for a week. That also explains if I went in there and did something to piss them off, why they cut my pain meds for 3 days. That totally explains that. That was an F you to me for being a jerk. But I don't even know what I did. I still need to know what I did. I'm like, I don't know what I did. And I got to go back in there. They're going to be jerks to me again. They're going to make it hurt. Oh, well, how's this? Ow! Yeah. But anyway, we'll see what happens. So, very good news today, as we hear this today, all of the bandages are coming off and everything's going to start to air out and dry out. And so I am excited about that. That is more progress and more good news. I know it's healing because it's getting real itchy. I can feel it itching, but anytime even if I try to like gently scratch it, it hurts like hell. I don't know how long until the stitches they must be healed or they wouldn't let me take these bandages off and then they disintegrate. So they could partially already be disintegrated. I don't know. But that was my fun little story going into this. I have a couple of workout stories for you today. I know I haven't been talking too much about the working out, but haven't been doing too much of the working out. And I will tell you right now, I have not been doing any of the dieting. It has been no, no, no. Oh, I had an experience one night on my way home from work. The wife called me and she's like, oh, our daughter's sick. She wants tacos. Will you go to this place and pick up tacos for her? And I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. So I go there. I bought 8 tacos and an order of nachos. Not combos, not beans and rice, just a la carte tacos with chips, salsa, and in one order of nachos. It was $85. Is that insane? It's because it's over here on the west side. It's BS. I should have went right outside of work. I could have just went over to like a banging, amazing taco truck over in East Los on the side of the road. I could have really hooked it up. There's a really good place right next to my work that I like a lot for just tacos and stuff. And it wouldn't have been $85. It would have been about $45. And it's right next door to my work. Only problem is a kid got murdered there a few months ago. But hey, that'll happen. All right, let's get into my story here. Oh, I had an issue too. This is one I needed to bring up with you guys before I tell you about my stories. I saw the most interesting thing, speaking of work today, as I was leaving, coming home, getting on the freeway, and there's a Prius in front of me at a red light. And I look in the back and I can tell it's homeless people living in a Prius. And they're driving. And it's sitting at a red light. And what catches my eye, besides all of the clothes and crap, you know, shoved, you know what the homeless cars look like when somebody lives in a car. And I see on the license plate, and it's, you know, now because rich people in California, and I know people are listening all over the world, but in California, there was a thing here that rich a-holes they would buy their car, they'd get their license plate, and then never put the license plate on the car. And they would drive around with like the dealer logo plate forever. And the cops wouldn't, if you're in a Mercedes or like, you know, $100,000 car, cops typically aren't going to razz you unless you're a kid or you're in a bad neighborhood in a really nice car. They might razz you. But for the most part, they leave you alone. And then those people would park like idiots, not put money in meters, run red light cameras, all that stuff, and they would never get tickets. So they didn't change the law that even when you buy a car now, it comes with paper California license plates that are on it. And it's got a license plate assigned to that vehicle immediately upon you driving it off the lot. And so I saw, and it looked like it had one of those plates on it. And you could get it on a used car. If you bought a car used, it will have one of those. What's a? It's not even a temporary. I guess it's a temporary paper plate. But they used to have a sticker that would just, you know, give you the month. Like this doesn't need registration until, like, you would have a five on it. Then you would know it's in May. And May is when this car should have the license plate on it, meaning it was just bought. They don't even do that anymore. Now it has the actual paper plate on it with a number. Well, here I am, and I see that, and I'm like, that's a weird looking license plate. And then I start reading the license plate, and it's printed, and it's very professional looking. And where it would say, like, California on this plate, it's just white with black print on it. It says, no driver's license or insurance card needed, private vehicle. And then it has like a number and some more BS on it. So basically it's got a note on the license plate saying, I don't need a license plate and I don't need insurance and I don't need a driver's license. It also says no driver's license needed. And I'm in East LA at this point. And I look at it, and the first thing I think is, man, if I was still working at the university when I would drive around patrol car there, I saw that car, I would pull that car over the second I saw it, and I would write them a ticket or boot them. Immediately, I was just like, man, I wish I could hit the lights. I'd light this guy up right now and pull him over, because that's BS. There's no such thing. There is no, oh, I just posted this on my bumper, so you can't do anything. No, BS. And I'm like, how is this guy getting by? Because that vehicle should be immediately impounded. The second you get pulled over and you have no license plate whatsoever, and I'm assuming the guy doesn't have a driver's license or insurance either, because it says that on the fake license plate he has, you should go to jail. I wanted to follow the guy just to see, how long is he going to get away with this? Or is it the cops are really not doing anything anymore? There was a long period of time here in Los Angeles where the police did not do anything about crime, much at all. They would just say, yeah, let it go. Somebody's getting attacked or murdered, we'll come. But if not, yeah, screw you. So I had never seen that before, and I saw it, and it intrigued me greatly. Another police incident. Let's get into this before I keep my workout show going. Just rambling today. There is a spot on the 10 freeway. So, and this, you don't have to be from Southern California to know this if you've ever been here on vacation. If you've been on Pacific Coast Highway and you're going down Pacific Coast Highway southbound out of Malibu into Santa Monica, right when you get to the Santa Monica Pier, the Pacific Coast Highway veers to the left and it becomes the 10 freeway. You go through a thing called the McClure Tunnel, a little tunnel, and as soon as you come out the other side, you're basically on the freeway and you're heading 10, you're now on the 10 east and you're heading towards downtown. That's the way I go to work every single day. And there's one lane you could go straight and go up into Santa Monica. The other two lanes become the 10 freeway. Well, it's nothing there, you know, a little strip of freeway. First thing you come across is the 405. It's about 3 or 4 miles down. Well, as I get about a halfway between Pacific Coast Highway and the 405, early in the morning, if I'm in the car going to work, it's got to be right around 7 a.m., 6:50, 7 a.m. at this point. I see a Santa Monica police officer on a motorcycle pulled over on the shoulder with a radar gun out, zapping cars coming 10 east, coming my way. And he's at, and I'm looking and I'm like, wait a minute, that's not the highway patrol. You could tell by the helmet, and he doesn't have the gold helmet and the bike. I'm like, that's a Santa Monica cop. He is writing speeding tickets on the freeway. I didn't even know they could do that. I was like, wait a minute. And he was doing radar on the freeway. Santa Monica motorcycle cop at 7 o'clock in the morning. I've never seen that before. I've never seen someone do radar on the freeway that was not a California highway patrol. So that was interesting. I learned that. I think Santa Monica is back, and they are writing tickets like crazy. They are back to making money, because I see them. They line PCH all the time. You ever go through Santa Monica, don't speed, they will nail you. Even LAPD is coming down on their little strip of LAPD controls a very, very short strip of PCH between Santa Monica and Malibu. It is LAPD, and then at Malibu, it becomes LA County Sheriff's. So there you go. But look out for cops now. They can apparently park their motorcycles on the side of the freeway and sit there with a radar gun and nail your ass. And the thing that really pissed me off is I was going 65, because you know what? That's the speed limit. And there was a Tesla in front of me, and I wasn't tailgating or anything, but it was right in front of me. And he saw the motorcycle cop about the same time I did and then slammed on his brakes. The cop pointed his radar gun at him and the guy slammed on his brakes and I almost hit him. And then I slammed on my brakes and I pulled up next to him and I'm like, what the F are you doing, you douche? What the hell? Why would you slam on your brakes? You were going the speed limit and you saw a cop and you freak out. People are stupid. I don't do well with stupid. Maybe that's why I yelled at maybe the people at the doctor were stupid and I yelled at them. Now they're going to complain to my wife and give me trouble. Stupid people. Stupid. All right, here's something. Here's a good one for you. Do you have fat parents? If you're one of my kids, you could say yes. If your parents are fat and they got fatter in middle age, you, my friend, are 6 times more likely to be fat in middle age. They say struggling with obesity tends to follow an individual throughout their lives. Research from a university in Norway showed that people whose parents were obese in middle age had a much, much higher chance of being obese themselves between the ages of 40 and 59 years old. So if you got fat parents and they're middle-aged and fat, you're going to be fat. So get ready, Fatty McFat Fat, and get on the exercise train now, is what I'm telling you. I'm telling you to get to working out. They studied 2,068 adults and their parents, and they went from 2015 to 2016, and then they went as far back and did it in 1994 and 1995, the same group. So they studied the same group in 94 to 95 and then went back and did them again in 2015 to 2016. And that is where they found out if you have fat parents. But does that mean everyone in the South is going to be fat? Because everyone, I'm from the South. Don't knock it. Hey, South, don't get mad. Don't kick the podcast off. I'm from Alabama, great state of Alabama. A wonderful food, a wonderful people. I love the South. Everybody's fat. Walk around, you're like, woo, they're fat. I go there and look skinny. I go around and be like, get my supermodel flex on. Look at that. Woo, swole. Man. So I don't know. How fat are you going to be? Well, I have good news for you, though. Even you Fatty McFats from the South like me, and I am a Fatty McFat from the South. There is a new pill. Could be a new pill. Washington University School of Medicine. They spent 10 years creating new compounds that they say are able to mimic the physical benefits of exercise in rodents. That's right, it's called the exercise pill. A new exercise pill could potentially replace some, but not all, of the benefits of working out. So rather than hitting the gym, you could just take a handful of these little pills, and voila, you get the effects like you worked out. They say we cannot replace exercise. Exercise is important on all levels. They say, but they can replace some of the things that your body does. They hope to replicate the physical effects of exercise, specifically the ability to enhance metabolism and growth, as well as improved muscle performance just by taking a pill. They say the drug could mimic the physical effects of exercise, which could help offset the weakness in a person's muscles that occur naturally as people age or for those affected by cancer or other certain genetic conditions. So it's got a cool reason, but look at Ozempic. Ozempic is a great drug for people with diabetes. I have it. I often don't have it because all of these douchebags found out they could lose weight by it and they went and bought it. If this is true and they have found an exercise pill that can help you increase your metabolism and have muscle without working out, tell me it's not going to sell off the walls. You're not going to be able to get this. You're going to be a guy dying of cancer going, man, I really need that pill. And they're going to be like, sorry, we're sold out, sucker. People are paying $2,000 a pill for this crap because that's what will happen. And then people that need it won't be able to get it. Oh, man. People suck. I'm getting angry again. I'm getting aggro. Yeah. They say the scientists tested it on mice. They found that the compound increased a fatigue-resistant muscle fiber, which in turn improved the rodent's endurance when running on a treadmill, and they have more testing to do on the exercise pill before it could ever be available for humans. Tell me right now, they called and said, hey, we got this exercise pill, put muscle on you without having to do anything, get your metabolism jacked up. You mind up doing a test group for us? People be like, hell yeah, I'm in.
Hit me up. Shoot it up. Get that with some test. That'll be great.
Oh, boy. Doesn't that seem like fun? So if you're fat and your parents are fat, you can blame your parents. You have something else to blame your parents for. And if you are not wanting to work out and you're a lazy lunk like most people, there may be an exercise pill in the future that's currently only approved for rats. But that would be good. Man. I'm getting this. I still have a stuffy head, still feeling a little ill from my illness. Oh, yeah, and the illness I had is now in my house firmly and affecting my wife and my daughter. That's why they were at my doctor today who ratted me out. I call my doctor and be like, you know HIPAA laws? You're not supposed to rat me out. You can't rat me out to my family. Stupid doctor. She loved that doctor. Even though she's mad at me right now. Because before I went in, when they made me do the 500 doctor visits before they would do the surgery on me, she found like three things that she wanted to run further tests on because that's what she does. She's the most thorough doctor in the history of ever. And they called me this week and they're like, hey, we have an appointment for you for whatever, whatever. And I'm like, I had shoulder surgery a week ago, you numbnuts. I'm not doing shit. Maybe I'm not the best patient in the world because that might have been an exact quote of what I said to them. I'm not doing shit. Call you back in about 8 weeks when I'm over this shoulder crap. That's what'll happen. And I will do it. I will follow up. I love that doctor. I hope that doctor knows I love her. She is wonderful. And I like my shoulder doctor, too. My shoulder doctor's been kick-ass, but I have a feeling his office people don't like me anymore, according to what my other doctor told me. I'm playing paper telephone with doctors. This is not good. But I know there's a possibility. There's a lady at my work that is in charge of UPS, and there's a possibility they could call and sometimes complain about our work because I'm not always nice to the UPS driver. And no fault of mine. Hence, when I tell you, I don't do well with stupid, and UPS sends us some freaking morons. Like, we've been in the same place for 25 years. We have two addresses. There's one gate UPS comes in. They have one gate to pick up and drop off at, and it's three or four times a day they do it. And then when they show up at the other gate on the other side at the wrong address and start honking their horn, and then I got to walk over there. And by the way, we have like a city block. Our compound is so big. And I got to walk over there and be like, hey, dipshit, have you ever picked up at this address before? And they're like, no. And I'll be like, because you're at the wrong address. That's why. Go to the right address. Follow me, dumbass. Conversations go a lot like that. And then I make them come over. And then I throw people out and do stuff like that. I'm not always nice. I don't know if you guys are aware. Not always nice. I try to be nice. I want to be nicer. Trying to be a better person. Try to read the Bible. I do Bible study now. I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to progress. But I divert back to an a-hole a lot of times. And I can't always help myself. I'm trying. I'm trying. I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress. That's all I know. I got to get back on my diet train. I think next week I'm going to kick into bone broth soup for probably dinner every night. I'll do some bone broth and then I'll get my lunches dialed back in for work. I had a healthy lunch for work today. I did a Trader Joe's salad and some nuts and a yogurt, a sugar-free yogurt. That was my lunch today. I was happy with that. I was like, that's healthy lunch. But the donut I had and then the cheesecake I had later at work probably were not good for my thing. And my doctor's mad right now because my diabetes was crazy. But remember, they cut my – I was not only not on my diet, but they had also cut my meds for a number of days before I went into surgery. And then – so she's overreacting. And I'm like, calm down, calm down, calm down. I'll get it back. Yeah. Horrible thing did happen today. You guys know my big boy dog, my 14-year-old. He got up this morning and went outside, which was made me happy. A lot of times he'll just lay there and not even get up. And he went outside to go to the bathroom, and then him and the pug. And then the pug came in and went to bed, and then I was waiting for the big dog to come in, and I walked to the door, and he was at the top step, just struggling to get back in, and he fell backwards and rolled down the stairs, and he ate it so hard. And he just laid there, and he lay there like he was dead. He wasn't crying. He was just bummed. And I was so sad because I had to go down there. And then I couldn't. I have one shoulder. I can't lift him. He weighs 110 pounds. And if you get the strap out, we have a strap for that to help lift him. But I'm the only one that could use it, and I can't use it with only one arm. So I had to go to our side gate, which has no steps, and just bring him into the backyard and let him go ahead and go to sleep back there. Because there was no way he was getting upstairs at that point. He was defeated. Poor guy. I just gave him some treats, put him in his bed. Had my wife check on him later in the day. Poor buddy. Ah, it's going to suck. It's going to be a hard time when I got to put the Sarge down. I know that. All right, well, I got to get out of here. This is my bonus pod for the week. I will be back on Monday with a brand new Fat to Fit or Else. Hopefully, I'll get some workout in. I'm hoping that I'm going to go to Downey and visit my parents for Friday night so I don't have to go on Saturday or Sunday because I haven't been there in a couple weeks because of the surgery. And I will see them and then come home. And I don't plan on doing anything but trying to sleep because I need to catch up on my sleep. And then hopefully next week, I'll be normal again at work. I won't be falling asleep sitting at my desk like a lazy sack of crap. All right. You guys go. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I'll talk to you again on Monday.